Today, an Israeli missile strike killed at least three Palestinians, including a senior figure in the militant group Hamas. The attack came hours after the Israeli government warned of tough military action. Unless the Palestinian Authority cracks down on the militant groups that claimed responsibility for this week's suicide bombing in Jerusalem. Israeli troops and tanks moved into two West Bank towns overnight, a few hours before the missile strike in Gaza. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us on the line now from Gaza City. Peter, first, tell us about this Hamas leader who was killed.
His name is Ismail Abu Shanab, and he is one of the frequent spokesmen in the foreign press for the Islamic Hamas faction. He has something of a reputation as among the more moderate, but that's a very relative term when you get into the Hamas culture and world. What happened today, according to eyewitnesses, is that the scene right here where I'm standing near the Gaza Governorate building, this morning or this afternoon, local time, about 1 o'clock, there were F-16s appeared in the air, Israeli fighter jets, and they fired five missiles at Abu Shanab's car. One of them, at least, was a direct hit. Witnesses said the damage was severe, and body parts were clearly visible out the window. And there were two other people killed with him, Hani Abu al-Murain and Mu'min Barud, believed to be bodyguards. 18 people standing around this governorate and this street, a fairly busy intersection, were also injured.
What do you see on the scene there now?
The moment getting here, there were many intersections with burning tires and demonstrations, loudspeakers calling out in Arabic for all of the factions to be united in the fight against what they call the Zionist enemy. And there's a lot of onlookers and gawkers here. There's a white minivan directly in front of me with its windows blown out. And there's dark splotches and glass everywhere all over the street.
So there was a suicide bombing a few days ago. Israel appears to have responded with this missile strike. And now how is Hamas responding to the missile strike response?
Essentially, both Hamas and Islamic Jihad are now calling the Hudna, or three-month ceasefire, over. I have a quote here from Muhammad al-Hindi, who happens to be from Islamic Jihad. He says, the enemy is targeting everyone. What we ask now is to be united to face this enemy. The war will be led by Ariel Sharon against us. We must defend ourselves. All Palestinians should unite against this enemy. Clearly, this kind of talk, we seem to be back to the pre-Hudna hardline rhetoric, and it seems very likely that that's where we're going now.
And where does this leave Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian prime minister?
It leaves him in a very difficult position. He was meeting today trying to encourage his security forces to crack down and arrest those responsible for the deadly bus bombing in Jerusalem Tuesday. And now it seems highly unlikely, certainly talking to people down here, that they will tolerate any such action by the security forces. And where he goes from here and where the Bush administration goes from here to try and revive what appears to be a very much defunct ceasefire is anybody's guess.
Any chance of reviving the peace process itself?
It looks like a very dark moment for it. This peace process has survived other dark moments. Whether they can pull out of this one remains to be seen.
Okay, NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Gaza City. Peter, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.